From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting another shooting, this one in Texas. A man who was dishonorably discharged from the U.S. Air Force opened fire on a church near San Antonio, Texas, killing 26 worshipers and wounding at least 20. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Why he chose this church, why he chose this community, why he did this at all is still unclear.
The gunman is also dead. There is no clue as to his motive.
For these people were innocently gunned down. We mourn their loss, but we support their family members. We appreciate the first responders and what they've done to help respond to this challenge.
President Trump at a banquet in his honor last night. It was hosted by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Japan, displaying a bit of self-effacing humor after the rocky start that he got off with the prime minister at the time. He is in Asia now for a two-week trip. He will attend the East Asia Summit and an ASEAN meeting. On this trip, he's pushing aggressively to get all Asian leaders to agree to pursue ending North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. He spoke alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about the North Korea crisis.
The era of strategic patience is over. Some people said that my rhetoric is very strong. But look what's happened with very weak rhetoric over the last 25 years. Look where we are right now.
From Japan, Mr. Trump will go to South Korea, then China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has ordered the arrest of several officials, including a billionaire nephew of King Salman, in what is being called an anti-corruption crackdown. But Middle East scholar Zubair Iqbal says this is part of the battle between conservatives who rule by consensus and younger, more liberal members of the Saudi royal family. The purge also targeted the head of the National Guard, who has been detained. The Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels in Yemen announced Monday it was temporarily closing off Yemen's land, sea, and airports as it further accused Iran of being behind a missile attack on Riyadh. Saudi Arabia has frequently accused Iran of supplying the rebels in their fight against Yemen's internationally recognized government. Iran has denied arming the Houthis. Australia has turned down New Zealand's offer to accept 150 refugees from offshore detention centers in Nauru and Papua New Guinea, but it is open to further consideration following a meeting between the country's leaders. New Zealand's newly elected Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern made her first official visit to Australia, discussing numerous issues, including immigration, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and this month's upcoming APEC summit in Vietnam. The Election Commission in the Democratic Republic of Congo has announced presidential elections that they'll be taking place on December the 23rd of next year. The elections, supposed to have taken place in late 2016, has been delayed, triggering unrest. A powerful typhoon hit south-central Vietnam and so far has left at least 44 dead. Rains up to 78 meters were reported in some parts of the region. The typhoon is the second to hit Vietnam in a month and the worst in 16 years. Well, newly leaked documents show that U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross shares significant business interests through a shipping venture in Russia with President Vladimir Putin's son-in-law and an oligarch subject to American sanctions. Now, the Secretary Ross did not disclose the Russian business link when he was confirmed by the U.S. Senate as Commerce Secretary. Ross says that he removes himself as Commerce Chief from matters related to transoceanic shipping and consults with the agency's ethics officials to ensure the highest ethical standards. Once again, for more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.